听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, there's no question about it. The internet is an amazing marvel. Truly, it has revolutionized our lives. We use it to communicate, do business, entertain ourselves, find information, and so much more. Now, with all of these uses, it's easy to spend a lot of time on our computers. In fact, it's too easy. And this is the subject of today's technology lesson. Are we spending too much time online? If you are, then you may be addicted. Let's learn more about this growing social problem on page 36 in your Studio Classroom magazines.
Internet addiction. Spending too much time online? You might be addicted. For most people these days, going online requires little effort. But leaving the internet can be another story. For some, the act of going online is addicting, and they find it hard to log off and return to everyday life. Ben Alexander realized he had a problem after he found himself playing the online game World of Warcraft more than 16 hours a day. Not long after flunking out of college, Alexander decided to check himself into Restart, the first rehab center in America devoted to treating internet addicts.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us on a day when we're talking about technology. This is our technology article this month, and we're talking about the internet, but actually we're talking about internet addiction. Now, first of all, we need to talk about that word addiction. An addiction is a physical or mental dependence on something. So here we might be talking about a very strong habit that you might have to the internet. It's a habit that you try to resist, you try to stop doing this habit, because it might be causing problems in your life. But because it's an addiction, it's very hard to stop doing it. And there are many different kinds of addictions, aren't there, Chelsea?
Some more common addictions that we might hear about are drug addictions and alcohol addictions. People who have the habit of doing drugs and drinking alcohol. And it's very hard to break those addictions. But here, as Chip said, we are talking about internet addiction. People who spend so much time online. And we see in our deck that those people might be addicted.
Okay, and our article starts off by saying that for most people these days, going online requires little effort. And that's very true. Going online, getting onto the internet is pretty easy. But leaving the internet, stopping that internet activity, can be very difficult. It can be another story.
Well, that sounds like an interesting phrase there. It could be another story. So let's see if Liz can help us understand this phrase a little bit better with grammar on the go.
Hello, friends. How are you today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about internet addiction. For some people with a serious addiction, they check themselves into a rehabilitation center, which you'll learn more about in today's article. But for others, it's about learning to manage their time online and finding other things to do, like what I'm doing right now, out on a hike in the wilderness. Anyhow, here's today's grammar tip sentence. But leaving the internet can be another story. Notice the phrase at the end of the sentence, another story. This use of story does not mean the same thing as what you would tell children, like a fairy tale. Instead, another story means a different matter or a different subject. So going back to today's sentence, the writer is saying that even though it's easy for most people to go online, leaving the internet is not as easy. In fact, it's a different situation for some people. Use this expression, another story, when you want to let people know how two situations, though they may seem similar, are actually quite different. For example, Sarah and Sally are identical twin sisters. Sarah is very organized and efficient in her work. Sally is another story. Or, going up the mountain in the late afternoon wasn't hard for me. Coming down the dark was a different story. There are so many other ways to use the word story, and you'll find some examples in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So getting online or going online is pretty easy, but leaving their computer can be another story. For some, the act of going online is addicting, and they find it hard to log off and return to everyday life.
And we have an example of someone who struggled with this, an example of someone who was addicted to the internet, and we see his name in our next paragraph, Ben Alexander. And Ben realized he had a problem after he found himself playing the online game World of Warcraft more than 16 hours a day. Now, Chip, we all know that there are 24 hours in a day, and if he's playing for 16 of those hours, that sure sounds like an addiction to me.
Yeah, that is a large portion or a large part of the day, and that actually is more than most people would work in a day. So that he is spending a lot of time playing World of Warcraft, an internet game. Now, not long after flunking out of college, Alexander decided to check himself in to Restart, which is the first rehab center in America devoted to teaching internet addicts. Now, we have some words to talk about here, Chelsea. First of all, what does it mean if he flunked out of college?
Well, that just means that he was forced to leave college. He was forced to leave school because his grades were not good enough. That probably means he spent so many hours per day playing computer games that he didn't make time to do the things that were important, like study and go to class. And so clearly his grades would have dropped, he would begin to flunk or fail his classes, and the phrase we use for when people have to leave school because of poor grades is flunking out. So he flunked out. And at this point, he's finally realizing that he needs some help, though. So
right.
He goes to a rehab center.
Right. Our article says that he checks himself in to a rehab center. And a rehab center would be a center or a place, maybe a community, that is dedicated to helping someone stop an addiction. So maybe someone would go to a rehab center to stop their drug addiction or stop their alcohol addiction. And in this case, Ben is checking himself into a rehab center named Restart to curb or to stop his internet addiction.
And I think this is a very good first step. Of course, it says that he checked himself in. That means he willingly went there. Sometimes people who need to go to a rehab center, also known as rehabilitation, they are maybe forced to go and they don't want to go, but maybe somebody else recognizes their problem and so they go. But it sounds like here, Ben was willing. He realized he had a problem, and so he checked himself in to rehab.
Okay, and yeah, Chelsea, as you use the word rehabilitation, that word also communicates that it's not just stopping the addiction. It's not just that a rehab center will try to get you to stop the habit, but it also tries to help you restore yourself and get yourself back into good health. Well, we have a very interesting article that will continue after the break. Before we take a break, let's visit the chat room.
Ashley, what are you reading?
Huh? Oh, I'm just looking at the used car ads.
Used car ads? If you want to drive a different car, get a new one.
Ken, I have little money saved, so I can't afford a new car.
Well, at least you've saved up a little.
No, I said I have little money saved, not saved up a little. I have to borrow money from my parents to buy a used car.
Little money? How is that different from a little money?
Well, if I have a little money saved, I'm happy with how much money I have. But if I say I have little money saved, I'm saying I barely have any money, and I'm not happy with how much money I have.
Oh, so the difference is in the attitude.
Exactly. In fact, little money and a little money could even be exactly the same amount of money. The difference is little has a negative connotation, and a little has a much more positive connotation.
What about few and a few?
They're the same thing. If you say, I met a few people at the party, it's positive. It implies you are happy about the number of people you met. But if you say, I met few people at the party, it's negative. It implies you would like to have met more people.
Oh, I see. Well, since you have little money and I have a little money saved up, I can probably spot you a few hundred for that car.
Oh, that'd be wonderful, Ken. Thanks so much.
No problem. 今天的课文中提到, for most people these days, going online requires little effort. 注意这里是说 little effort, 而不是 a little effort. 这两个片语只有一个字母的差别,但是含义完全不同. A little是有一点, 这是带着正面的含义。 Little表示几乎一点也没有,这是带着负面的含义. 我们可以再举一个例子, I have a little money. 是我有一点钱, 但是 I have little money 是说我没什么钱, 我的钱根本不够, 有等于没有, 这是相当负面的含义。 Few 跟 a few 也有同样的差别, A few friends came to see him, 有几位朋友来看他, 他心里很开心, 但是如果改成 few friends came to see him, 变成简直没什么朋友来看他, 他很失望。 好, 我们下次见。
Welcome back, everyone. We can define an addiction as a dependence or behavior that a person is powerless to stop. Some researchers divide addictions into two groups. The first is called substance addiction. Alcohol, drugs, or cigarettes fall into this category. The second group is called process addiction, which includes things like gambling, eating, and shopping. Today, we're going to add one more to that process addiction list, logging on to the internet. Now, let's get back and find out how our internet-addicted friend, Alexander, is doing on line 15.
Internet addiction. During his 45-day fast from the internet, Alexander spent most of his time exercising and learning real-world skills such as cooking and camping. Online gamers, however, aren't the only people who can develop an internet addiction. People who spend time gambling online, visiting social websites, or even using online retail sites can all develop addictions. The reason is because each of these online activities stimulates a part of the brain that releases dopamine. This chemical, which produces pleasant feelings, is linked not only to internet addiction, but also to other types of non-internet addictions.
Welcome back. Today we are learning about people who have an addiction to the internet, and one such person is Ben Alexander, who spent so much time on the computer playing computer games that he flunked out of school and checked himself into a rehab center. Now, during his 45-day fast from the internet, Alexander spent most of his time exercising and learning real-world skills like cooking and camping. Now, Chip, I see here that we're talking about a 45-day fast. I'm used to the word fast, meaning the opposite of slow, very quick.
Right, to do something quickly. Yeah, well, here, fast is actually a noun, and it's talking about a period of time when a person will give up or avoid doing something that brings them pleasure. So we might say that he was abstaining from the internet. And this time period that he was abstaining from using the internet or not using it, avoiding using the internet, was his 45-day fast.
Now that would be very hard for a person who has an addiction. If you are addicted to something, you want to do that thing every single day. And so going 45 days without using the internet, I'm certain it was a very difficult time for Ben Alexander. Now, online gamers, however, aren't the only people who can develop an internet addiction. In fact, people who spend time gambling online, or even visiting social websites, or even using online retail sites, can all develop addictions. Now, Chip, those are a lot of different types of people who use the internet.
Right. There are, and obviously, I think we already know that there are so many reasons and so many different ways to use the internet. I use the internet to do shopping often. And so if I do try to shop online, then I might use a retail site. A retail site, or that word retail, means that it's having something to do with the sale of products. So a retail store, for example, might be a clothing store.
And I, too, use retail stores online to buy many things, but people can become addicted to this. Now, the reason that there are so many different ways to have an addiction to the internet is because each of these online activities stimulates a part of the brain that releases dopamine. Now, that word stimulates, it means to cause part of the body to operate. And we're talking about the brain operating here. This usage of the computer, this being on the internet, stimulates or causes your brain to kind of wake up. And when it does that, it releases something called dopamine.
Okay, so it releases dopamine. Your brain is stimulated, and therefore it releases dopamine. And dopamine is explained in our next sentence. It says this chemical produces pleasant feelings. So dopamine is the chemical in your body released by your brain that produces pleasant feelings. So, Chelsea, if I'm in a good mood or if I'm feeling very good, then perhaps that's because of the chemical dopamine.
Right, your brain is producing that. Now, let me point out that you do not have to have an addiction in order to have your brain release dopamine. This is a very normal activity, and as it says, dopamine does create pleasant feelings in us. And so it's not just addictions that cause your brain to do this, but many different situations in life. But as we see here, addictions are one way for this chemical to be released in your brain. And that, of course, is why people continue to go back to their addictions, because it creates pleasant feelings. It makes them feel good. And that makes it all the harder to break an addiction.
So dopamine and the release of dopamine to make you feel better is linked, or it's connected, not only to internet addiction, but also to other types of non-internet addictions. So basically, any kind of addiction, I would imagine, has some kind of chemical connection with chemicals in your brain.
Again, and that's why it's so hard to break an addiction. Now, you can see a picture of Ben Alexander on page 36 of your magazine, and that he's helping put up an exercise bar. He's taking his mind off of his addiction during his 45-day fast. That's all the time we have for today, but before we leave, let's watch today's skit.
What are you doing on the computer? You should be in school.
Oh, I don't go to school anymore. I flunked out.
You flunked out of college? What happened?
Well, I got too busy.
Busy online?
Well, yes. I love my computer.
You are addicted.
No, I'm not. It's just hard to log off, that's all.
You are addicted. You need to restart.
Restart? No.
Yes, restart means rehab. You need a 45-day fast from the internet.
45 days? That's impossible. I can't.
Yes, you can. Come on, let's go outside and exercise.
Oh, can I take my computer?
No, you need real-world skills like cooking and camping.
Oh, I can learn those skills on the internet. It stimulates my brain. It releases dopamine. it's such a pleasant feeling.
I know. It's the feeling of addiction.
Oh, but I'm not an online gamer, and I don't gamble online.
But you visit social websites.
Well, yes.
And you shop at online retail sites.
Oh, yeah. 16 hours a day.
You are addicted.
Oh, shh. I have a message.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 addiction 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 addict, A-D-D-I-C-T, 使沉迷或者是使上瘾这个动词。所以 addiction 是指上瘾或成瘾。例如 ,the once famous singer was admitted to the hospital for her drug addiction. 这位曾经走红的歌手因为药物成瘾而住院。或者是 ,his addiction to alcohol ruined his life.他的酒瘾摧毁了他的生命。继续我们看的是 fast 这个字。fast 在这里不是指快的，而是当名词，意思是指境界时期。例如 ,the immigrants began a week-long fast to protest racial discrimination at their workplaces. 这些移民开始为期一周的禁食来抗议工作时所遭到的种族歧视。fast 也可以当动词，例如Mark fasted for a whole week and eventually collapsed from hunger. Mark 整整禁食了一个礼拜之后终于饿到昏倒了。最后我们看的是 retail 这个不可数名词。Retail 是指零售，例如 The retail price of this camera is around $400. 这台照相机的零售价大约是在400美金左右。或者是 The company owns over 15 retail outlets on the West Coast.这家公司在西岸拥有超过15家的零售商店。和 retail 相对的名词是 wholesale, W-H-O-L-E-S-A-L-E, 意思就是批发。例如 wholesale price 就是指批发价。And that's all for today's language tips. Make sure you come back tomorrow for more.
Internet addiction.Spending too much time online? You might be addicted. For most people these days, going online requires little effort. But leaving the internet can be another story. For some, the act of going online is addicting, and they find it hard to log off and return to everyday life. Ben Alexander realized he had a problem after he found himself playing the online gameWorld of Warcraft more than 16 hours a day. Not long after flunking out of college, Alexander decided to check himself into Restart, the first rehab center in America devoted to treating internet addicts. During his 45-day fast from the internet, Alexander spent most of his time exercising and learning real-world skills such as cooking and camping.Online gamers, however, aren't the only people who can develop an internet addiction. People who spend time gambling online, visiting social websites, or even using online retail sites can all develop addictions. The reason is because each of these online activities stimulates a part of the brain that releases dopamine. This chemical, which produces pleasant feelings,is linked not only to internet addiction, but also to other types of non-internet addictions.
Cairo Arrival Chapter 37 just the cracks and sounds from the destroyed little house. What had happened, she wasn't quite sure. She heard the gunfire sound and glanced over to Mr. Baxton just in time to see him collapse. She knew he had been shot. That much was clear. Then, pandemonium seemed to break out as all the other men started yelling and screaming. Kate was trying to make sense of it all when she heard the faint sound of a voice. A woman's voice. She strained to hear it better.
Kate? Kate, are you there? Can you hear us? Kate?
Kate? Kate, are you there?
Kate? Kate, can you hear us? Are you there?
Here. Here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Kate.
I'm here. Jenny. Jenny.
Barun and Jenny quickly made their way through the debris, following Kate's weak responses.
You made it. What happened? How did you know?
Oh, Kate, we thought you had been killed. We told them not to force their way.
Well, it wasn't supposed to go this way. We knew you were here. Intelligence from the embassy figured that out. There is a SWAT team outside. They were just about to storm the place when one of them was spotted and they had to shoot. Immediately after that, there was an explosion.
Barun spun around, slamming against the wall before crumbling to the ground, blood oozing from his head.
Barun! He's been shot!
So, today we looked into why people become addicted to the internet. Tomorrow, we hope to bring some more clarity to this topic by asking the question, how can you know if you or someone you know is an internet addict? Also, is addiction determined solely by the amount of time you surf the internet, or are there other things that we need to consider? We'll look at some signs of addiction tomorrow. Until then, friends, keep up the good work, speak a little English, and have a great day. Bye-bye.